Hi, I'm Stephanie Wright with OzarkStein.com, and I'm sitting here today with Beyond Cabinets and Design with Leanna.
That's correct.
Leanna, what is your job title there?
I am designer, owner, installer, whatever needs to be done, that's what I do.
Like many small businesses, many hats.
Yes, many hats I wear.
Okay, and I know it's cabinets and design, but what all do you all offer through there?
So basically, we offer total remodels of houses. So we go in and we can redesign the space. We have a 3D design program. We actually help pick out all the finishes, all the products and stuff for the clients. We help guide them through. We have different services, vendors that we work with so that we can take it from design concept to completion.
And that means all the way into like installation and everything.
Correct.
And how long have you all been in the area doing this?
So I've been doing cabinets for a little over 20 years. And so in this area, about 10 years.
What made you get into wanting to design the cabinets and everything? Because I know there's a lot of just pre-made stuff that people just put in.
Right. So basically, I'm a big cook. And I love it. And so it makes it easy redesigning a space for a client because knowing where the things need to be, even if you have a huge space, if you don't have things where you need to reach them, you're not efficient. So we want it to look beautiful, but we also want it to be functional. So just the love of cooking kind of brought all of that into my life.
And from the sound of it, too, it's like you're helping the client by step. With the process, so that way it's a little less. How's the best way I want to put it? But less hardship on themselves.
Correct. So basically, whenever we do a lot of remodels and new construction, in remodels, I always tell the clients, don't clean up, leave everything on your counters like it is. Do your dishes, but leave everything so I can look and see how you use your kitchen, and then I can tell you about organizations. Most people have no idea what all's available. So me being an expert, I'm able to tell them and help guide them. Small spaces, people don't realize you need most organization in a small space. Everything needs a home. So if I see things that you have out that I can show you a way to be able to put them up, get them out of sight, nice clean lines and stuff. I also listen to how everyone doesn't cook the same. Everyone doesn't function the same. Is it one cook, two cooks, all those things? We go over that. And then I listen to how they had in mind for their kitchen to go. But there's a lot of times they don't think about stuff. So I go back and I design it outside the box first my way. The way that I think that it would function the best flow and everything. I also do it their way so they know I did listen to what they had to say. 99% of people go with the way that I show them because it's ideas they never thought of.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much that goes into it. I live in an apartment and they're just generic cabinets. All the apartments match.
Right.
But having those specific areas to be able to have that small amount of area be able to fit as much as possible, that's key.
Very, very key because the organization of it, you don't want to have things out. And then whenever you're ready to cook and you're in a hurry and a crunch, you want to know, okay, this is where that's at. I can grab it and go. So it really does help with time management too, to have everything organized for you.
And now the cabinets and everything you're talking about, that's mainly just in the kitchen. But do you all do anything anywhere else in the house?
Yes. So basically anything you think of in the house, whether it is around a fireplace, we do fireplace surrounds. We can do bookcases for you, libraries, offices, bathrooms, laundry rooms. You can have a lot of fun in a laundry room. That's a room that I think gets underlooked when it's built. I think you have to do pops of color and fun in that laundry room. It's not a place we like to go into, so you have to smile when you walk in because it looks so good. That's my goal, is to make it fun to be in the laundry room.
Well, and most times, laundry rooms are one of the smaller rooms in the house, and you have a lot you have to fit into there.
Exactly. So if we can help you organize and get function and make it beautiful and put some color in there to make you smile, it's a win-win.
And, what is your favorite part about what you get to do every day?
Oh, man.
I know it's hard to pick.
I know. It is hard to pick. I think it's when I'm designing with a client and I show them for the first time like a new option, a new rendering, and I see the smile on their face and I get that Yes. You know, or the reveal at the end. It's just when you have that from the client, you have that where they just kind of, their breath comes out, you know, it's not even like it's a sound that comes from them. You know, they're super happy, not like, oh, that's nice. You know, that's my favorite part. I think the gratification of seeing someone make their dreams come true. So,
let me see. What would you like people to know about you and your business?
So basically, it is a family run business. So we have in-house installers that work with me. We are pretty much all family, very close-knit. I have another designer that works with me. But for the most part, you know, it is a family business. And we are there with the clients every step of the way. So from start to finish, there's somebody that's there. If there's an issue, there's a problem, then we're there to handle it and take care of it for them. And we do small jobs. We do large jobs. We do medium-sized jobs. So it's not, sometimes I think the custom part in the word scares people, but a lot of times I can do very inexpensive areas and we can make it look like you spent a lot of money, you know? So I like thinking outside the box for clients to give them the look they want without having to spend that large, large amount. So we have just different levels of pricing because I have the different cabinet lines that we can choose from. So I kind of listen to the client and know which line to put them in, you know, if it's something that we need to do on a budget or if it's something that you want to just blow everything out and, you know, go big, we can do that too. So from having cabinets built individually for you or having them gang built together. So basically like an island, I could have an 8-foot island all come in one piece. So there's so many different things that we can do. And we work with different services and stuff. And so we have a lot of resources that we can put the customers in contact with if they don't know somebody. Different services, we can refer people to them. So it's kind of nice, you know, being able to go in and help them with their whole projects.
And I don't want to assume, but you work with a lot of contractors probably too then.
Yes.
On making sure that it all gets completed in there, but also contractors probably specific with those owners.
Correct. So I have a few contractors that are builders, like new construction, that they use me for all their jobs. And so basically I get to meet with their clients. It's wonderful because every step of the way, some clients I help pick out brick colors, you know, some clients like it's from start to finish. Some clients it's only the kitchen part. You know, so each contractor, it's what they do. Most of our contractors have us install the cabinets, and it's contractors that we've worked with for years and years. So
before we get to, of course, you know, like giving everyone your contact and everything, because we still have a few more minutes. Is there anything specific that you want to hit in this?
So basically, if you're thinking about renovating a space, most people do not realize what all it entails. So it takes about 6 to 8 weeks to get the cabinetry in. So we want to start planning a project no closer than at least 3 to 4 months before you need to buy. So you have to plan this out, and we can show you 3D. We can give you a price, and then always know that this isn't something people do every day, so they have no idea what this costs. So you have to have a starting point. So we'll do the design. We'll give you a price. And then if you tell me what price you need to get it in, I can tell you what we can change to get there, you know, or let's save a little bit. You might do this project later down the road, you know, and if a promo comes up and it's something that I can help the clients with, I stay in contact with them. I've had clients come back to me 3 to 4 years later and we do a project because they're ready at the right time.
Yeah. And it does take that right time. And especially right now with, I know, there with a lot of wood shortages and everything, that's starting to become less and less. And yes. So, but wait times are probably a little hectic during then.
Yes. But. And that's the thing too, is with the lead times and things like that. That's why we work with the specific vendors and stuff here, because we don't do late time. We actually do real time on installs. And so we make sure we work with the quality services that are going to show up when we need them to, because if one service doesn't show up, it snowballs your whole job. And so we try to stay on our deadlines and we control as much as we can, but we're always honest up front. Like, this is our target date. If something happens, you're not finding out from someone else. We're calling you. We're letting you know, hey, this is going to shift. This is what we're doing. And this is the plan. So we stay in control of it, you know, start to finish, especially like you said, with lead times. That's why I tell everybody, beginning of a project, you order everything down to the kitchen sink. If you want, you know, specific knobs and stuff, you order everything on that project. Have everything come in so that way when we're not in the middle of it, we can't complete a project because there's parts and stuff that, you know, are in a dock somewhere that haven't been unloaded, you know.
No, and that can be very frustrating. Like you said, that will derail a project and cost more money
exactly.
down the line for that. Are you running any specials right now? Or again, if you're not, I can pull that out. So
yeah. So basically a couple of my vendors have different promos and stuff that we have. We've got like a free sink base going. If you order specific door styles, we've got 10% off some of them, 5% off some of them. So there's different details. And so whenever clients are looking at some projects and we're trying to stay in a budget, sometimes we can mix cabinet lines and a lot of people don't realize that. And so once I show them, yes, if you're just wanting a white shaker on the outside, but you want this fun pop of color on the island, I've got really good cabinets. You know, they only have these many colors. They have white. They have shaker. So we could go with them. Great lifetime warranty. All my cabinets have lifetime warranty. Something else, too, that I didn't mention earlier is they're all made in the United States. Everything is made in the USA. So we've got factories in South Dakota. We have them in Illinois and then Iowa. So everything is sourced here. The only stuff that is sourced even from our manufacturers come from Canada, and it's hardwoods at times when they can't source them in the United States. So you're not getting things that are pre-packed and pre-built where the backs are not encapsulated. I mean, you're getting a good quality product.
No, and that's amazing because it's helping the economy around the United States and especially, of course, down here, too. But it's less wait times also.
Exactly.
For shipping.
Exactly. So that's one of the great things is that you're not having to worry about something coming from overseas and being in trouble. You know, where people usually get into that is if they buy a specific hardware, you know, they don't think about it. They think that's something small. But at the end of the job, if you have a full overlay door and we don't have your hardware, you're not going to be able to open your cabinets and use them till the hardware is put on. And to do a temporary fix may cost more. That's why I always encourage, let's look at your lead times. Let's see where we're at. Let's look at the whole project and make sure before you buy one thing that everything's going to go as we need it. And you know what your total cost is before you start.
Well, and you have to be very careful with the hardware, too, because some hardware won't work well with the function of whatever that drawer needs to do or that cabinet.
Exactly. And a lot of people do not realize that there's specific things that you cannot put in a corner. Because it will not open if you have an appliance by a corner. Doors and stuff hit. There's variances and things people don't understand. So I have to know all about your appliances. I have to know where your water line has to be, if it has to go behind a cabinet, because now a lot of water lines can't go behind the fridge or it won't slide back. Your ovens, your cooktops, all of that. So that's why I meet with the builder. I bring the specs out to them. I mark where we need it, because in an oven cabinet, people don't know, a lot of times you have to go 22 inches up, 9 inches over to hit a cavity or it won't slide back. So those are the things that, even though it's not technically a cabinet thing for their appliance to fit in, then I take care of that for the client, because in the end, I want the client happy from start to finish. You know, you'll never hear on our jobs, well, that's not my part. Whatever it is, whoever we got to get a hold of, like, we take care of it so the client does not have to worry about it.
Well, and everyone has dealt with a drawer that cannot open because it was not put in correctly at one point.
It's the fillers in the corner. Everybody tries to get as much cabinet space as they can. But if you do not put a 3-inch filler and you have an oven, like, it isn't going to open. You will not be able to get that drawer open when you do it, or a dishwasher. And depends on how much your hardware sticks out, you may have to do a wider filler than that. So there is every aspect of the design. If you make a change, you have to let your designer know it so they can accommodate and make sure, you know, everything's going to function.
Well, and with all these accommodations also, I'm sure you're able to accommodate for, like, wheelchair users or other different needs specific to a specific client.
Yes, we can do ADA, and a lot of people do not realize we can actually make a toe kick 8 inches tall. So that way, when someone's in a wheelchair, they do it. We can actually do a microwave drawer. That's one of my favorite appliances, so that they can actually reach it. They're not pulling something hot down to them. It doesn't take up countertop space. We can do the sink where they can actually roll up underneath it. You don't have to see it. We can hide all the plumbing and stuff. And then also a wall oven. We bring it down. Your lower cabinets come down lower. So there's a lot of things that we can make it functional for people who have special needs, and also making sure that a wheelchair can turn around in a space. A lot of people know a 36 inch is what you want doorways and things, but they don't realize you have to have 42 inches to swing it around. You know, so there's things like that that we try to ensure and make up for the client to have the most functional and safe environment for them to be able to take care of themselves. My dad's in a wheelchair, and so he's 91 years old, still living alone, you know. So I always think about things like that, you know, what can make things easier for him. Inside your upper cabinets, there's actually pullouts that you can grab and pull down, so it brings the spices and things to them. So as much as we can, we try to put everything on the bottom, but sometimes we do things reverse, like doing cookie sheets and stuff. We do them up high because you only need one hand to pull a cookie sheet out, versus a crock pot that you need two hands and stuff to do. So you just have to kind of think about the space a little bit different, put yourself in that chair and think, from here, how could I access the best?
Yeah, no, and that's great. And I know a lot of places aren't really built for wheelchair users or other users that need those special. So you being able to do that for the client, and especially specific, because certain chairs and everything are, can be bigger, can be smaller. And so getting that space and those measurements just right really helps make the client's experience better.
Exactly. And that's why we say the beyond part of it, is because when we're helping a client, we try to go in, look at every aspect of it. You know, I have some clients that they have a brother or a sister or aunt or someone that comes and stays with them at times, and they are wheelchair bound. And so we try to make sure that it's a functionality, especially like a guest bathroom, that they can get to it. If you've got several levels in a house, we try to make sure we can do everything that we can, so that way the person does not have to worry about, well, I can't get into that bathroom, that door's not wide enough, I can't, you know, do this, so that it's still beautiful but functional, you know, and that their loved ones feel comfortable coming and staying at their home. Because it's not something easy to go out of your home when you have to deal with a wheelchair to begin with. So we try to do everything we can to make it as easy for our clients and their families.
Oh, and that's amazing. And if folks, when folks want to get a hold of you to be able to do their cabinets and design, what is the best way for them to contact you?
So if they call us, the phone number is 417-699-2546. That is a cell phone, so they can leave a message, they can text me, they can email me at Leanna@beyondcustomdesign.com. If they go on Facebook, they can find our Facebook page. That has real life jobs on it. I'm on house. I've got customer reviews and stuff on there, finished jobs. I've got some befores and afters. A lot of different ways. We are by appointment only. And so 99% of the clients, I go to their house. We start the project. I go out and I measure. I go do the design. I take samples back to them, so that way they don't have to leave their home, especially young children, people. I work nights, I work weekends, because my clients work during the week, you know, or I have clients that are from out of state, and so they can only be there on the weekends. So I just kind of shift my schedule around, but I do all my own measures. I'm out on the job site, so that's why we do by appointment. So I'm not having to pay somebody and charge my clients more to just set in a space when we're out on the jobs all the time. So we're making sure that that plan is executed the way we had dreamed of.
And then also you can make sure the colors are matching too, because that's huge, making sure that it just feel like the client can see it.
Correct.
Right there.
Correct. And being able to show that 3D design, I can take a countertop, a flooring sample, I put that into the rendering so they can see it. I always tell them, now what's in your hand is going to be the actual color, but this computer rendering, depending on what your screen and stuff looks like, it's going to get you at least a good concept idea. But I take them and we pick out their flooring, their cabinets, their countertop, their backsplash, their lighting, because everything has to tell the story together. If you don't put all those colors together, then when it comes in, it's like, oh, I thought that was going to be. Also, a lot of people don't realize lighting. If you have lighting that is fluorescent and you're picking stuff out like in a box store, and then you get it home and you're like, why would I pick that color? Well, it's the lighting, you know, because you can see a green hue in things that really, when you get into an LED light, you're not going to see it, you know, or sometimes things will come up and it's like, how did I not see that? Well, because the fluorescent shadowed it. So it's one of those things, you have to have the samples in your home, in your lighting to understand what it's going to look like. Does not matter what store it looks like this in, you have to have it in your home to see how it is going to actually look.
All right, folks, you all need to go to Beyond Cabinets at Beyond Cabinets and Design. You need to contact them today and get these projects lined out and give enough time for these projects. So can you give them the phone number one more time?
It is 417-699-2546. And our website is beyondcabinetsanddesign.com.